This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is special because Tori informs us that she is very good, unlike what people say most women are. She's very good at making sound effects.
Exactly. Let's hear your gun again.
No, no, now do your gun.
The gun.
It's a Tommy gun. Gosh, no. have some in, what's it called?
Imagination.
Thank you.
First time we did that, though, it was pew, pew, pew.
That was my stinky gun. Pew.
Thank you.
As you can see, it's going to be an incredible segment on the show. This is Sound Effect Theater, and we're going to tell a Halloween story. Ooh. And during the Halloween story, Tori is going to make the sound effects. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and get some spooky music going here.
Real music.
Thank you for that thought, though. Okay. Susan and Ned were driving through a wooded, empty section of highway. Lightning flashed, thunder roared, the sky went dark in torrential downpour.
Boom! Brrr, that's the rain.
I thought that was the gun again.
Please don't say what it is. Just let
it
us
ruins
do,
the mood.
Yeah, this is, we're telling a scary story here. So once again, they're driving. Brrr, the rain comes, the thunder.
Boom.
Okay.
But you know
Will
what?
You just let him tell
we don't
the
need
story?
A critic either.
Man.
But you put your heart into it.
Okay.
Fill
Let's
the
go.
Role. Fill the role.
Yeah.
I fill lots of roles right now.
We'd better stop, said Susan.
Freak!
Ned nodded his head in agreement and he stepped on the brake.
Erk!
Suddenly the car started to slide on the slick pavement. They plunged off the road and slid to a halt at the bottom of an incline.
Freak!
Okay. All right, let's see here.
Oh, it's getting scary.
Pale and shaking, Ned quickly turned to check if Susan was all right, and when she nodded, he relaxed and looked through the rain-soaked windows. I'm going to see how bad it is, he told Susan, and went out into the storm. She saw his blurry figure in the headlight walking around the front of the car. That's walking.
Oh.
What is that? What is he shoving?
He was running.
Feet?
He
skipping
was scared.
Around the car
with high heels on.
A moment later, he jumped in beside her, soaking wet. The car's not badly damaged, but we're wheel deep in mud, he said. He tried backing and rocking the car out to get it out of the mud.
What?
He quickly floored it both forwards and backwards. But it was no good.
Is that a bird?
Much like our sound effects.
There's a bird on top of the car.
He said rocking back and forth.
He turned to her and said, I'm going to have to go for help.
Help me.
Well, he told her to turn off the headlights and lock the doors until he returned.
Beep, beep.
Axe Murder Hollow. Although Ned hadn't said the name aloud, they both knew what he had been thinking when he told her to lock the car. This was the place where a man had once taken an axe to his wife.
Oh, no.
Chop, chop, chop.
in a jealous rage over an affair.
It's like you're chopping onions or something.
Supposedly, the axe-wielding spirit of the husband continued to haunt this section of the road.
Ooh, chop, chop, chop.
After Ned stepped outside, Susan heard a shriek, a loud thump,
bump,
and a strange gurgling noise. But she couldn't see anything in the darkness. Frightened, she shrank down into her seat. She sat in silence for a while, and then she noticed another sound. Bump, bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump.
It was a soft sound.
Bump, bump, bump.
Like something being blown by the wind.
Oh, toothbrush.
Suddenly, the car was illuminated by a bright light.
Ah, it's bright.
An official-sounding voice told her to get out of the car.
Ma'am, get out of the car.
Ned must have found a police officer, she thought. Susan unlocked the door and stepped out of the car.
Yes, officer?
As her eyes adjusted to the bright light, she saw it. Hanging by his feet from the tree next to the car was the dead body of Ned.
Oh, no.
The wind was swinging his corpse back and forth so that it thumps against the tree.
Thwack, thwack, thwack.
Bump, bump, bump.
Oh, it was not a thwack. It was a bump out there.
Susan screamed.
Eek!
And ran toward the voice and the light.
She got That's the same
closer.
As a log, just to let you know.
Standing there was the figure of a man with a smile on his face and a large, solid, and definitely real axe in his hands.
Swing!
She backed away from the glowing figure until she bumped into the car.
Ouch!
Okay.
Playing around when my back was turned, the ghost said, stroking the sharp blade of the axe with his fingers.
Swing!
You've been very naughty.
Tisk,
the last
tisk.
Thing she saw was the glint of the axe blade in the eerie incandescent light and the sound of the blade embedding in her body.
Oh!
Very good. You got the last one perfect.
Wow. Yeah.
I watch a lot of scary movies, as you can tell.
She's going to Hollywood.
I guess so.
As long as she goes.
That sound effects theater, Halloween style, today on the Hawk and Tom Show. Well, when you're going to get your candy tonight, kids, going door to door, just tell the person, just say, hey, can I have another piece of candy? Because my parents are going to steal this one. Because the parents are stealing candy, apparently. When it comes to that, 86% of parents say they shamelessly steal their child's Halloween candy.
I don't even think steal is the right word for it.
Okay.
I mean, it's your house. They live there.
Okay, but they're the ones that earned it and got it, and they went out trick-or-treating
you
for it.
You probably went with them, too.
Right. You did, too. So you earned a little something.
And stealing is hard, but they're just looking out for the health of their kids' teeth.
Sure. 44% of parents admit they'll eat more candy than their child will this Halloween.
I mean, that might be a little overkill.
Listen, when they go to school, that candy's just sitting there.
It doesn't just sit there. It cries out to you.
Eat me.
That's my favorite. My sister has four kids, so they all go trick-or-treating, and I'll go home, and I'm like, give me that bowl, and I'll just dig through it at the kitchen table.
Yeah. Well, 40% say they enjoy Halloween even more now than when they were a child. And that's because they're eating all the kids' Halloween candy, apparently having a lot of fun.
I think I enjoyed it more as a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
It was so cool when you're a kid, getting your costume and going. And now you're kind of like, oh, I get it.
Well, and you know what? I still do my Halloween candy with my kids, kind of like taxes, you know. I'm like, the government, they're going to take about, what, 25, 30% of your money when you get older. So let me teach you about the taxes. Hey, you know what? The government's doing it worse than the church. Church only takes 10%.
Yeah. They don't take it.
Yeah. And you like, and you try to explain to the kids, like, look, you know what? There's no potholes in the driveway. You got a playground set to play on in the backyard. So I'm providing a lot here.
Yeah, what happens if you do have a pothole in the driveway? Well, they don't have to pay?
I got to fill that. It's called the dad tax, man. It's the dad tax. Yeah. It's kind of like my kids. They live for free there anyway. Never mind.
You're a bad dad.
Yeah, I guess I am. But you know what? A lot of times, parents, they get caught actually looking in their kids' candy bags.
Well, you should. You should go through all the candy before your kid eats any of it.
It's the safety check. Yeah. And they say you'll gain a pound or two just from doing the safety checking of your kid's Halloween candy.
And that's what you just take all the candy, tell the kid, I'm going to go to the bedroom, stay in here and watch TV. I'll be right back. I'm going to go through your candy. They don't know what you're taking.
Well, here's lame excuses parents use when they get caught digging through their kid's Halloween candy. I'm distributing the candy evenly so your bag won't break. I'm separating the smarties from the dummies, or the dum-dums.
Oh.
Not the dummies.
Just like they do in school.
Oh, Tom.
Well, I mean, they have the special classes.
Excuses parents use when they get caught digging through their kids' Halloween candy. I'm just looking for my car keys. Oh, wait, this isn't my purse. I got that confused. This candy bag looks just like my purse. And then finally, they're like, okay, you caught me. I pay for the roof over your head. I'm going to take me a Reese's cup. That's not really an excuse.
I mean, kids, do they really get mad if the parents take the candy?
Yeah, some of them do.
Well,
you I'm know just what? Saying.
Okay, from experience?
Well, here's the thing. You shouldn't get caught. How hard is it as a parent not to be able to do this when they're not home? And then you've got to make sure you don't take too much. Like, right. You make sure there's at least two of anything you take.
And just make sure you don't take all of what they like the best.
Right, because that's out right away.
That's when they'll notice. Like, I had a lot of Reese's Cups in here.
I had 13 Kit Kats in here. I counted them, and that is only 8. What has happened here? Well, this is funny. A little quarter after laughter for you. Larry, the cable guy, talking about doing his safety candy checks with his kids.
I always check my kids' candy for poisons and razor blades. Hold on, kids, you can't eat that yet. I got to check in for poison's razor blades. They come down later on. Where's all our candy? And we live in a pretty bad neighborhood. I'll be honest with you. I swear we're going to move next year, I promise you. They ruined everything? No, not everything. They didn't touch that box of raisins in there, but they... I'll tell you what, them Butterfingers, they was riddled with poisons in there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we were talking about trick-or-treating and how the different candies are perceived by people, how they like them or don't like them, the flavors that are good, the flavors that are bad. But it turns out that what you give out for Halloween reflects upon you with the people in your neighborhood as well.
Sure.
And so I'm going to share some of the things that the Halloween candy you are giving out says about you. So maybe you can think about this. Just imagine the candy you're planning on giving out tonight and see if you fit into one of these categories.
Okay.
They say that if you are giving out dum-dums, the little round candies,
the suckers. Yeah.
That means I'm keeping the Costco bag of good candy for myself.
Don't you do that too sometimes?
No, I mean, I definitely I save a few choice pieces back.
Yeah. I would always buy the dum-dums and the smaller, the non-likable candies just for filler.
Yeah.
But I always had fun size, lots of fun size that they got to get.
Oh, so you're lower middle class. No. That's what this says about you, because you put filler in.
But they also let the kids get two big handfuls.
Okay.
But I buy bags and bags of Snickers and Twix. And
well, this is when you actually did Halloween.
Yes, this is a kid. I don't do it.
What's wrong with dum-dums? It's candy.
You know, that is a good question, because I like them.
They
give them to you at the doctor after you have surgery.
And the mystery flavor had the little razzle dazzle.
I hate to tell you, but the mystery flavor is always the same.
What?
And I think it's cream soda.
Well, they're cheap, though. Dum-dums are cheap, though, in the candy aisle. They're the cheapest things, one of them.
Actually, I saw a video that said the reason they did the mysteries is because when they change over the flavors on the machine that makes the suckers, usually the flavors roll over together.
Oh.
So they make those the mystery ones until...
So that was I must have always got cream soda as mystery changeover.
It's kind of like I do with my sandwiches. Like, I got like a piece of ham left, piece of bologna, and I just kind of put it all together.
You just make your mystery sandwich.
Yeah. I like that. I don't know what kind of cheese this is, but I'll try it.
These are what candy says about you on Halloween, what you're giving out. Tootsie Rolls. I want your parents to pay for new fillings.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, those are pretty bad for your teeth.
Okay, but have you had the vanilla ones?
I haven't, but that sounds good. You're talking about the little round, those.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the long brown Tootsie Rolls. Are they something different? That's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Tootsie Rolls.
They're small. They're a little bitty.
Like 2 inches, a little round circular thing.
Are you talking about Sugar Daddies?
No, these are a brown log that looks like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, they have bigger ones.
There's
big
and little. They're little cheap ones that look like a
cigarette. Well, that means you're back there with the people that were keeping the good stuff for themselves.
Not a fan of Tootsie.
All right, Necco wafers.
Ew, gross.
That means you're 1,000 years old.
Yeah, and you went to Cracker Barrel to buy those.
That's chalk.
Yes.
That's
it
all
really
that is.
It's sidewalk. Chalk. Yeah. If you package it as that, the kids would like it.
Uh-huh.
These are little sidewalk chalks for fine writing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the fun size Snickers. That says I'm middle class.
Yeah.
Full size Snickers. Mm-hmm. That says I'm rich and proud of it. And then the king size Snickers says I'm Elon Musk. And you're not.
Yeah, well, someone made a good point to me because normally they'll get like 3 or 4 fun size chocolates, and like that's the same as a full size. So if you go buy a full size pack, I'm talking about the packs. Don't go individually to a convenience store and buy them. You're paying about the same thing for your Halloween candy, and you look rich.
Halloween candies went up this year.
Yes, it has a lot this year.
Yeah.
Like from $12 for a pack, it's now 20 cents.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just start handing out good advice to the trick-or-treaters.
Oh boy, you're going to be there with the Necco wafers.
Just turn your light off.
All right, candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
What that says about you is that you hate kids.
What? I'm so tired of the candy corn slander.
It's candy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm going to say I agree with you to some point, but it's not my favorite candy.
This is like Nickelback all over again. How one person started trashing them and then everybody else was jumping on the bandwagon. I like candy corn.
Do you guys like Tori?
I'm judging differently now.
Join the list.
Let's start a list.
I like her more than candy corn.
Oh, wow.
That's my least favorite candy.
That was a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
All right. Whoppers.
Yeah.
That says, I'm out of candy corn, but I still want you to know I hate kids.
Oh, I love Whoppers.
I do like them, too. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't vouch for all of these.
Especially the little melty one.
But if you're giving them out singly and you don't have them in the single wrappers.
Well, no one's doing that. That's not good.
Open the big box up and just
start pouring them in.
Even the fun size. Yeah, you know what? They've got, like, the big cartons. Have you seen the goldfish that has the big, looks like
the
milk carton?
I've got one.
And the Whopper is the same thing. The Whoppers. You didn't pour them out individually.
I caught diabetes to make those.
That would be funny.
All right.
In your bag.
If you give out pretzels, it says you missed the whole point of Halloween.
Yeah, I hate pretzels.
Okay. If you're giving out raisins, you're telling the trick-or-treaters you want them to burn down your house. If you give out apples or homemade food, it says, I like to waste food that's going to be thrown in the trash. Because honestly, homemade food, no one is taking your popcorn balls and eating them.
I don't think they do that anymore.
It depends on who it is. If you know your neighbors and she makes good popcorn balls, I'll take her balls.
It could be your granny that's making them for everybody in the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be someone handing them out in little plastic wrap at the doors like they used to do all the time.
I've not seen that in a while, though. I'm not safe from that.
And if you hand out toothbrushes, you're a dentist and kids don't like you. I mean, toothbrushes, you have missed the entire purpose of Halloween. It's a holiday once a year where they're supposed to go ahead and break the rules. You're not supposed to try to enforce the rules on Halloween.
If I were a dentist, I'd give out the worst candy for
gummy
your teeth
bears.
And a business card.
Yes, I would give out something that sticks to your teeth for 3 days and rots them to the ground, and then I would give out my business card.
Yep.
That would be a smart business move.
I agree.
Not the best moral move, but it's good business.
Well, what's it say for somebody that doesn't give out anything?
It says you're a curmudgeon and kids hate you.
All right.
Mission accomplished. Happy Halloween.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we've been talking about like all kinds of fun Halloween candies. If you get out the wrong candies, they'll trick your house and you'll wake up with toilet paper in your yard. I don't know if you saw this in New Hampshire. Police arrested a group of teenagers and confiscated 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. They were planning to use the toilet paper for illegal purposes to actually toilet paper or TP the downtown common area for Halloween. These teenagers were charged with being awesome teenagers. Could you imagine going down Main like Reedy River and seeing the toilet paper?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the Surgeon General has launched a campaign to encourage Americans to get out and get walking.
What?
Walking's the healthiest form of exercise that we can do. And I was thinking about this, you know, especially this time of year. You know, you see those zombies on TV, and, you know, they don't look healthy to me. I'm just saying, just those zombies walking. Not like a picture of health.
They're skinny, though. You ain't seen a fat zombie, have you?
Is that true? Why don't you see fat zombies?
Because I don't know.
That's interesting.
Well, they should have fat zombies.
I think so, too. That's discrimination.
It's not. I mean, some of us would be dead.
Yeah.
Maybe we just wouldn't be walking. Yeah. We're like, you guys go ahead and walk. Yeah. And stay here.
I'm tired.
I'm going to sit at home.
You're the zombie who sets a trap. You wait for people to walk to you.
Yeah. Well, how many miles do Americans walk per day? If you think about all the times you're taking a step, I mean, a lot of times you'll have, you know, those old step counters on your watch or whatever. Tell you how many steps you've taken that day. Well, you'll be surprised.
Now, what's the target when those things? 10,000 steps?
Roughly, yeah.
What's 10,000? How far is 10,000 steps?
I do not know that, but I do know that they say we walk 4.3 miles a day. Now, that's the average American. Someone like you trying to get out of walking might be a little bit less.
A lot less. Yeah. All right, so 10,000 steps is 5 miles. So that makes sense because people were going for a little more than the 4 average when they were doing that.
Well, I just went out for a walk yesterday just to make sure, you know, and I still don't like it so much. It's not a lot of fun.
It's all hype. It's just not.
It's the slowest form of transportation. That's why we started inventing things like bicycles, was to find a faster way to get places.
Yeah, we've gone pretty far with that, too.
So, yeah, I'm like, when you can go somewhere at 50 or 60 miles an hour, why on earth would you walk at 2 miles an hour?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I'm in no hurry.
Other things you can do that's kind of like walking, and I thought this was very unusual. Well, I'd like for us all to try it here. Don't do it if you're driving. But a study shows hopping is good exercise and helps lift your mood when you hop.
No, it would mess up my knee.
Hopping makes you happy.
Yeah. It makes you hoppy. They just missed that typo.
No, hopping makes you happy, they say.
It makes you hoppy.
All you got to do, you can hop for less than 30 seconds, they say, and you'll be happy.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah, I thought we'd just take a second there and just hop and just, you know, hop up and down.
I'll judge how you guys do it.
Do it. Tori, you're not going to do it.
Sure.
It's like,
I ran into my chair.
Y'all are just going to be tired is what you're going to be.
I'm still buzzed from last night.
Hold on. Just 5 more seconds of hopping.
We got to start over. I didn't do my watch.
No. I counted for you. Okay, you know what? I'm in a better mood. I'm laughing. I think it's just because it looks ridiculous when your coworkers hop.
I have a headache.
I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, for two of you, it didn't work.
It did not.
And Hawk was already in a good mood, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. I'm like, you know, I just wanted to see if I could get them to hop with me. I just made this last part up, y'all.
So it's happy for you, not us.
No, it's actually, as they say, hopping is good for you. It's like anything. I mean, if you ever jump rope, you get to jumping rope, and in less than a minute, you're tired. You think, oh, I can jump rope. It's great.
Have you ever jumped rope?
Me?
Yes.
We're going to do it?
Absolutely.
Because I can't jump rope.
Tom.
I can't do the timing.
We should hula hoop. Remember the days of hula hooping?
I can't do that.
Woo! Round town.
But I'll tell you what's good exercise is roller skating. My legs are still sore from last week.
Oh, yeah. I can roller skate.
It's fun.
I was pretty much like that guy at this roller skating rink in high school.
Oh, I get to see this.
Like, I could make my legs go like I was disco dancing.
Can you do that now, though?
Yes.
Oh, I got to see this.
It never goes away. It's like riding a bike.
We're going to Golden Skate after work today. I will pay for you to roller skate.
I'm pretty good at it.
I'll buy you a slice of pizza.
I got videos of me, like, skating, and I'm showing my feet. It's pretty impressive footwork. I will say, my daughter doesn't like when I do it because she's afraid I'm going to die.
You realize you're a grown man bragging about how well you skate. That's pathetic.
Oh, you cannot talk. You brag about so many things you shouldn't brag about.
Yeah.
Oh, my head hurts.
Kato's over there and he's in like having a stroke because he hopped.
Well, yes. he's got a hangover. Don't hop if you got a hangover.
I don't have a hangover.
Okay.
I'm still celebrating. I'm still drunk. It hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Well, go ahead and take a walk today. You'll be healthier. Take a hop.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.